Gravis eyed the creature warily. It was huge, towering at least 3 times his height, with a flared crest of blood-red chitin atop its massive head. Its lower jaw was wide and pink, splayed like a shovel and connected to 2 mandibles that twitched ominously from side to side as it regarded him. Its fangs were as big as his forearms and coated in dripping venom. Its body was long and snake-like, and, Gravis realized, disappeared into the ground, from where the monster had evidently burrowed its way into the generatorium, digging its way in from beneath the city. 3 huge pairs of limbs terminated in scything talons, with 2 sets of smaller arms bursting out from its chest. The creature emitted a shrill chirp and shifted its bulk, lowering its head to show them its fangs. Its fetid breath smelled of moist earth and decay. It filled the reactor room utterly. But no matter how hard it tried, it couldn't twist itself around enough to reach the space marines with its talons. Once again, Gravis was taken aback by the intelligence displayed by the Xenos. Had they known the scouts were coming? Was that why the biomorph had burrowed its way here? Or worse, had they planned to use the same trick? Were the Tyranids actually intending to use the power station for the same purpose as the captain? To detonate it at a time when it would prove most devastating to the Imperial forces? Either way, they had been outmaneuvered.
What is it?
Corbis was standing beside him, staring up at the monstrous thing.
It's between us and the reactor.
Tyrus stepped forward, brandishing his combat knife.
We're going to have to fight our way through.
The scout was right. There was little else they could do.
Corbis, get to that reactor. Tyrus and I will keep it occupied.
Gravis raised his bolt pistol.
We don't have to kill it, Tyrus. Just keep it busy. The reactor will do our job for us if we can get to it.
Tyrus nodded, but Gravis wasn't clear whether it was an understanding or something else entirely. The injured scout seemed distant, distracted. Corbis approached the creature tentatively, trying to search out a route to the reactor. He moved left, and it howled like a baying wolf, slamming its talons down into the churned earth, trying its best to reach him. The bony blade scratched the walls in frustration. Corbis fell back, raising his shotgun and loosing a handful of shots. They tore its flesh but did little more than anger it. Tyrus drew his combat knife. He extended his arm and placed something in Gravis's hand. It was a tiny bundle of bird skulls.
Honor me, Sergeant, in the fields of Kiavar.
Tyrus!
The scout charged forward towards the beast, his bolt pistol flaring as he fired round after round into the creature's open maw. It screeched in fury and lashed out with its scything talons, one of them catching him full in the chest, bursting out of his back and spattering Astarte's blood across the room. Tyrus growled in agony as he was lifted fully from the ground. His combat knife stabbed down, biting deep into the monster's flesh as it pulled him closer to its slavering jaws.
Corbis, get to that reactor now!
Gravis swung his bolt pistol around and fired into the alien's wide mouth. Satisfied to see the bolter rounds flashing inside its head as they exploded brightly, cracking its teeth. The creature reared its head and thrashed alarmingly, swinging Tyrus violently from side to side. Tyrus was still alive, barely, speared on its outstretched claw. With one hand, he was firing his bolt pistol into its face. With the other, he was driving his combat knife repeatedly into the thick hide of its torso, searching for any vital organs. Gravis moved back and forth in a wide semicircle, keeping his weapon trained on the monster, firing clip after clip at its head, desperate to keep it from realizing that Corbis had now passed it and was working on the reactor controls behind it. He reappeared a moment later, scrambling towards Gravis. Too late, Gravis saw the arcing talon as it swung down from above, catching Corbis square between the shoulders and pitching him forward. The scout stumbled and dropped. The talon raised again, ready to finish the prone Corbis. Gravis dived forward, grabbing at his brother and flinging him across the reactor room. The talon sliced down, puncturing his shoulder and opening his chest, bursting a lung. Gravis slumped to the floor. The world was spinning. The creature pulled Tyrus's now unconscious body towards its mouth and chewed off his head. Behind it, the reactor was reaching critical, warning sirens blaring. Gravis saw only darkness.